Racing this Saturday is at Rose Hill. We're going to try and find out some winners, get you the inside info, so you get off to a flying start. And the man to do that is Paul Joyce. He's been studying the form. He's come up with what his thoughts are for the meeting and the quaddy. G'day, Paul.
Thank you very much, Sean. Yes, off to Rose Hill on Saturday. We will have a crack at the quaddy. Very close there last week. We won at big odds in the last leg, a $31 pop. Unfortunately, it was called the winner, but it wasn't to be. Old Nat King Koo almost getting a big result for our listeners. This week at Rose Hill, we're looking at a good track, probably a good four, not much rain forecast over the next 2 days as we record this on Thursday morning, but a typically open quaddy. So I'm tipping that the dividend will be a big one. So let's hope we can get through. The first leg is a benchmark 93 over 1,200 metres. And I've got with four runners here, Sean, 9, 11, 8 and 7. Going with the 9 on top, Top Striker. Good bit of each way odds about this Greg Hickman trained 5-year-old. His first up run at Rose Hill behind Calander was terrific. He was never closer than 3 and 4 deep the trip, working hard. He was only beaten 2 3/4 lengths, and that form line looks terrific now with Calander coming out and winning the Ramorny at Grafton on Wednesday. So I'll go with Top Striker each way in the sixth. Other chances here, I thought number 11, Sir Plush, well and truly win the market. The great stats here at Rose Hill, 6 starts, finishing the Quinella on 5 occasions. He maps beautifully here to trail a genuine tempo. And obviously his first up win was outstanding, beating Batty Oz. And then second up, bumped into Calander. That horse, that form line seems to be jumping out of the ground at the moment. Number 8, the third of Washington Heights. Here's a blast from the past. A former Sydney sider trained by Gerald Ryan went to Hong Kong. Had 4 starts over there, winning 2 of them. But he's now back with Gerald Ryan out at Rose Hill. He trialled terrifically at Randwick leading into this. Karen McAvoy trialled him. So it's no surprise Karen has stayed aboard for race day. Big watch on number 8, Washington Heights. And the other one for our quaddy will be the 7, Prince Famous. I expect him to improve sharply coming back from a genuine soft 6 first up where he was galloped on back on top of the ground here. He'll go forward and give you a good sight at odds. 9, 11, 8 and 7 to get us through the first leg of the quaddy at Rose Hill on Saturday. Second leg, the ATC Winter Stakes, the feature race on the card. Another open affair. I'm going wide here in the quaddy with 5 selections, 1, 3, 12, 13 and 5. Gold Symphony has to go on top for mine. The winner of the Civic Stakes also ran 6th in the Stradbroke prior to that, only beaten 3 lengths behind Impending. So he's got the form on the board. He's got the right jockey aboard in Hugh Bowman, who now leads the Sydney Jockeys Premiership. And there's enough speed in this race to let Gold Symphony settle back from that wide gate and finish over the top of them, very similar to how we did it in the Civic Stakes here 2 weeks ago. The danger's number 3, Burning Passion, a horse that's just been a real revelation. He's won 4 of his past 6 starts. He's won his past 2 up in Queensland. He handles all sorts of going. He'll appreciate the good to soft going that we get here in the middle of winter. And obviously he goes forward and makes his own luck. So Burning Passion's a must for our quaddy. The other 3 runners, 12, 13 and 5. We'll have a look at number 12, first of all, Slightly Sweet. She's a back marker. She's drawn wide. She'll need a bit of luck, but her third behind Gold Symphony in the Civic was spot on for this. She had to work through on the slower part of the track there. It was a good effort. The 13 Extensible, well, she can improve off that soft draw on a good track. That's the 2 things she needs, and she's got that on Saturday. And I thought the other chance I'll be throwing is number 5, Centre Pivot. Solid first up effort in the Civic. Had trialled super leading into that. But his first up stats told us he wouldn't fire fresh, and he didn't. So second up is usually his go. So we'll throw the 5 centre pivot in to the quaddy. That takes us to the third leg here, Sean. We'll have a look at that now. That is the Schweppes Handicap at benchmark 78 over the 2,000 metres. And again, I've gone wide here. It's an open race, these staying races. I've gone 8, 9, 13, 5 and 2. Reby the Red on top each way. I've underestimated this galloper. He's a very consistent performer. He's been placed at his past 2 starts, including his most recent at Canterbury over 1,900, where he did all the work up on the speed, under a bit of weight, stuck on very gamely behind Life O'Brien. Signposted ran 3rd in that race, so basically exactly the same horse as he's meeting here on Saturday. He'll go forward off the gate, again put himself in a winning position, so I think he can back Reby the Red each way at close to double-figure odds. The 9, Life O'Brien, look, he's flying. He beat Reby the Red fair and square at Canterbury last start. He's got a lovely soft gate. He'll box seat and give himself every possible. Number 13, putting in for 3rd, King Viv. Just the 1,500 last start was too short, coming off a let-up. Jumped straight to 2,000, so an interesting play there from Kim Moore. Ty England a good booking and drawn a soft gate. The other two chances were the Quaddy 5, Zorkan, who's been racing very well down in Victoria. Huey Bowman aboard again. We'll have to go back from a wide gate, but there does look speed up front. And number two, Signposted, our other Quaddy runner. Well, he's one of those horses that'll be putting the speed on up front. Much improved effort at Canterbury last time, and I think he'll give a decent sight. So we'll go 8, 9, 13, 5 and 2 in the third leg of the Quaddy, which leads us into the last leg, Sean. Hopefully we're still alive. We've only got two runners going for us. We've spent a lot of our cookies early going wide in those first three legs, so we've got to trim it right down here in the last numbers 2 and 3. I've got the two reneged on top. I had a decent go at this horse last start. He just had to do a bit of work from the 10 draw there to get outside the leader. I still thought he was going to win turning for home, but he was just out-muscled behind Kingsguard and Lay Down the Law. Different story this Saturday. He's had that extra run under his belt, plus he's come up with a beautifully soft gate here, and with speed drawn outside him, I expect him to settle a peg or two back from where he was the other day, getting a softer run, and that should just save him up to finish a bit harder. Number two, Reneged, looks beautifully placed in the last. The other one we're putting in is the three, Zorn Koenig, for Peter and Paul Snowden. Resuming, great first up stats, two quiet trials coming into this, and obviously he races best on all conditions, but he's, to me, he seems to race his absolute best when he gets on these good to maybe soft tracks, which is almost the exact conditions we'll get on Saturday, and he's also come up with a soft draw. He'll go forward for Nick Haywood, gets 2 kilos off, so I think Zorn Koenig will be a good reserve if Reneged happens to get beaten in the last. So numbers 2 and 3 in the last leg, Sean. Look, we're right on budget this week. $20 for 10% of the dividend. As I said, it's an open one, but we're racing on a good winter track, and I think the dividend will be healthy if we can get through it. So definitely worth a play on Saturday. And, Sean, I'll be back at 10 a.m. On Tab Talk to go through all of my selections at Rosehill on Saturday and, of course, update the Quaddy if we have any major scratchings or perhaps any change in track conditions. But I'd be surprised if that's the case. We're looking at a good 4 at Rosehill on Saturday.